Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Portland Trail Blazers currently have the sixth best odds to land Ja Morant in a trade. Something I didn't see coming if you would have talked to me at this time last week. But here we are, fast forward a little bit. And it now appears that the Blazers could land Ja Morant. Anthony Simons has a cryptic post on social media that people ran with.
I would say... I'll go with some firsthand knowledge here. The guy can't just post some pictures.
Not this time of year. No.
Look,
Are you familiar with the National Basketball Association and the shenanigans that happened this time of year?
If I was an NBA player, I would be so unhinged in this time of year, around the trade deadline and around draft free agency.
Yeah.
I would just be posting pictures and emojis. I'm honestly surprised that Blake Griffin's the only one that's ever really done it.
As long as he's not disgruntled about people overreacting. But if you're going to post something with zero context, you should expect people to be like, I'm going to try to read between the lines. It's
NBA. To be fair too, Ant does have ties to Memphis, not just the basketball team, but the city of Memphis, and Penny Hardaway, Jaden Hardaway is one of his best friends. He has a lot of his dad's from Tennessee. That's where a lot of that stuff comes from.
Well, that picked up even more steam after it died down relatively quickly. Mm-hmm. The internet only lasts for a couple of hours, but then it picks back up because of the fact that Memphis did make a big trade, and immediately people were drawing the lines to not Ja Morant in Portland, but Desmond Bain in Portland with the Memphis Grizzlies when Ant had that post on Snapchat. Well, Desmond Bain did get traded yesterday. Bain gets traded to Orlando. Mm-hmm. The Magic send to Memphis Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, Cole Anthony, the 16th pick in this year's draft, mm-hmm. a 2028 first-round pick, mm-hmm. a 2030 first-round pick, and a pick swap wedged in between in 2029. Mm-hmm. None of them have protections on them. The 16th pick does not.
And then the swap. Or was that the swap? The last pick has a very light protection on the back of it.
This is just, first of all, that is an insane haul for Desmond Bane, who is a very good player.
And that's the thing is, I think in general, I think we'll disagree on it being an overpay. It's under this CBA, there have been deals like Denny, trading for Denny. People are like, oh my God, they gave up so much for Denny. And it's like, then you see Denny playing, you're like, did they? No, I don't think so. I think they got it about right.
I've seen Desmond Bane for 5 years, though, and he's good. He's a very good player.
Very good player. Here's the thing. What Orlando did was they scanned not just the market, because Desmond Bane wasn't on the market. They scanned the league for player at a certain age, at a certain position, that did things that they wanted, which was they wanted a plus offensive player who was a plus defensive player who was physical.
Mm-hmm.
And that narrowed the net that was cast very tightly. There was, you know, a handful of players that were going to meet this criteria. And then they go, they make an offer that Memphis has to take. Because did you see Kleiman's press conference afterwards?
No.
He basically said, we ran up against it. This is it. Like, we had to make a change. And now, you know, do you, if you look at the two other guys that are left in Ja and Jaren, like, Jaren's a defensive player of the year. Ja is a no doubt all star. Now,
Jaren Jackson Jr.,
yes. But with Ja Morant, you have the other stuff. But, like, what's harder to get? The 7-foot unicorn who's a defensive player of the year who can stretch the floor and, like, be the anchor of your defense, or a really good two guard?
Yeah. And that is where you go over. That's where it's like an overpay. Yeah. I mean, you can sit there. You can find those guys.
Mm-hmm.
You can find guys. And now he does it at a higher level. And it's proven.
Both ends.
Both ends of the floor. He is plus 100%. But they needed shooting in Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
We know that. They also need creation to open things up for Paolo and Franz. And did they get that?
I
didn't get the creator that is going to garner the gravity that
but
you
I,
need.
I do think they did in a sense. So number one, you're this move is predicated on Jalen Suggs repeating his shooting form before he got injured, like being a plus shooter. Because with Paolo and Franz, those are the guys they're going to handle. Those are going to be the creators. The problem was is that when they were kicking out, nobody's rotating because nobody gave a damn. Because the shooting just wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if Desmond Bane is a 40-plus percent three-point shooter on volume, and Jalen Suggs is a 38% three-point shooter on at least decent volume, now you've got two absolute bowling balls in Paolo and Franz, who were, even if they're not plus defenders, they're so big, they're so strong, they're so mobile, that they're going to be difficult to deal with. Jalen Suggs, who's one of the best point-of-attack defenders in the league, and Desmond Bane, who's a very good defender, they're going... Look at Indiana, look at OKC, look at Houston, you know, look at the teams that are young and that are up and coming. And there's, we talked about this a couple months ago, the difference between the weakest link versus the strongest link. And I think there's a lot of teams in the league right now that are looking at the NBA Finals and going, yeah, it's great if we can have one of the three best players in the NBA. Super helpful. And, you know, with the Thunder, they have that. But you look at the Pacers and they're right there and they don't. They've got maybe a top 10 player. Maybe I think you can make the argument for Halley. But it's more about they don't have any weaknesses. And if you look at the Magic going into next year in the Eastern Conference, if everyone's healthy, you're looking at a lineup of Jalen Suggs, Desmond Bane, Franz Wagner, Paolo Banchero, Goga Bitadze.
All right. I then counter with this because this is going to be the big one. You give up your first round pick in 28,
mm-hmm.
29, 30.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a swap in 29.
Yeah.
Okay. How do you get better when we know that the cap is far more punitive?
Mm-hmm.
Orlando is not the most cash flush of organizations that are going to be willing to pay over in that second apron when Franz is going to be making, well, let's just take the 2027 season.
Yeah.
Okay. You're paying Franz $45 million, Bane $42 million. Suggs, $30 million.
Mm-hmm.
And oh, by the way, Paolo Banchero is in the final year of his rookie deal this year. So you're going to be paying him Franz money, if not more. Yeah. And how do you get better if you don't have any young talent coming in because your picks are gone?
Yeah, and here's the thing. So if you're Orlando, what you made this move because Boston's taking a step back with Tatum out for the year. The Bucks are, if they keep Giannis, which it sounds like it might end up going that way, which is, I think, a bit of a surprise to everybody. But the Bucks are probably out. You've got the Pacers and you've got the Cavs. Those are the teams that you're looking at. And then probably Detroit, right? If you're Orlando, if you're healthy and you've got Jalen, Desmond, Franz, Paolo, there's no reason, the reason you make this move is because the window's wide open. And you could talk yourself into doing what Indiana did this year, coming out of the East. I think it's pretty easy to, if you're in that organization, to see the path that they're going down. And if you do that, then, okay, if you get to that point, the end of 2027, and you've got four. And we talked about it, you can't have three anymore, let alone four. If one of those guys is still as good, but just maybe the fit isn't there, that's how you get it done. You move Franz for, you know, the depth, and you go recoup some of the draft capital, or you go get young guys that you can, you add the depth to your team, or you move Jalen Suggs and you get, because all these guys are young. The oldest guy in this is Bane, who's 26. He'll be 27, I think, next month, something mm-hmm. like along those lines. But he's the oldest of the group. So, and you've still got Anthony Black, you've still got Tristan Da Silva, you've got Jonathan Isaac's money, which you can use to kind of move some things around. Like, they're not completely out of everything. And the thing is about this, and I think this is going to be the move, not necessarily the magic, but like the defining part of this CBA is you get two. But if you've got four like they do right now, or like the Celtics have had, you get a 2-year window with four. But at that, after that, you have to move.
And that right there is why I applaud what Orlando did.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.